One of my favorite comics is a man named David Brenner. He's been around a long time. He once did a little routine that he talked about how when you lose something and you look everywhere and you finally find it, and then you say, well, that figures, it's always in the last place I look. And his point was that once you find it, why would you keep looking? You're always going to find it in the last place you look. But I have to say that I think his point makes us realize that we do sometimes waste time looking for things in the wrong potential places. We waste time looking for important things, too, because we fail to put them in their proper place to begin with. It makes me ask the question of where we find significance in our lives. Where do we put our significance or the weight of our lives? Is it in money and jobs and working harder? I believe for most of us, it is in the relationships in our lives, the relationships with God, the relationship with God, and the resulting relationships with the people in our lives. Helping people, loving people, these are things that have great significance for us, and ironically, for most of us, that's often the last place we look for significance. Jesus' admonitions about money and treasure and all of those things, they're not only about worrying whether you're provided for, they're about putting things in their proper place, in their proper order, the relationship we have with the things of this world. Jesus' message is about seeing the divine presence in everything and not simply seeing some things and people as means, but seeing them all as manifestations of the holy. It's no accident that the words today come right after some other places in which Jesus talks about seeking the kingdom. He has said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Just before the passage we read today is this: "For it is the nations of the world that strive after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." God has already given us the kingdom. We simply cannot see it with physical eyes. We have to see it with the eyes of faith by putting God first, so that all the other things and relationships in our life flow from the peace of knowing that we have already been given the kingdom of God. Hebrews today says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible." Living by faith means that we see everything through the frame of reference of our knowledge of having already been given the kingdom. Theologian Martin Buber calls this the I-thou awareness. We recognize and honor God's presence first in our lives and in the lives of others, and in everything we do, if we live in an I-thou context. The opposite, according to him, is the I-it approach, in which we see all things and people as means to an end. In the I-it way of living, everything becomes something we use. We worry about whether we will have enough, and in our worry, we begin to manipulate, to use, to hoard the gifts we've been given. Buber says that even in physical things, we can encounter the divine. In all relationships, we can recognize that we have an encounter with God, and we call that the I-thou way of living. So if you do see the divine in all things and in all people, how does it change your life? Things and worries about things never rule you. Other people and worries about other people never rule you. Relationships with other people can be less forced because we no longer need to worry about what they can do to us or for us. It helps us to stop seeing other people as a means to our end and to see the image of God in everyone. This gospel reading today is about our foundational stance toward the human experience. Is it something to be endured until we participate in heaven after this life? Or is this life itself, in part, a participation in the kingdom of God? Is life lived in an I-it stance, where everything and everyone is a means to an end, where we worry about things and relationships and allow that worry to obscure the kingdom that's already here? Or do we live in an I-thou way, seeing everything and everyone as holy, seeing the kingdom of God present here and now? If we live this way, if we put the holy first and see it in all things and persons, we will live much like strangers and foreigners on this earth, because others will not really see things that way. We may feel very much ill at ease here sometimes, because most people in our world put themselves ahead of everything else. But despite our discomfort in this world, things cannot rule us if we put God first. Other people cannot rule us if we put God first. We are Christians. We are persons who have faith in things not seen, and yet our faith is also incarnational, in which we see the holy in everything and person. As Christians, we are to choose the I-thou way of living, to see God in everything and everyone, and to put God above everything. We will not let it rule our lives. We will seek and find the thou in everything. What we long for so desperately won't just be in the last place we look. It'll be in every place that we look. Amen.